Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC, and Light 100.5 WRCH. We're joined this morning with Tyler Gary. He is the owner of Torreson Stone and Gardens, and we're going to be talking about energy and specifically heating. It's definitely a big topic that we are dealing with today in Connecticut and also around the country. Connecticut has been one of the most expensive energy rate states recently in the nation, and heating costs are expected to rise this winter, especially if it is a cold winter. And Eversource and also United Illuminating just this past week announced that they are planning to increase supply portions of bills almost by 50%, so costs will continue to go higher. Homeowners are wondering just how they can stay warm and also save on their energy. So we're bringing on Tyler this morning to talk about how natural stone can actually insulate and beautify your home at the same time. Good morning, Tyler.
Hello, good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about these stone veneers that you guys are installing and that you're looking at as actually a way to save on your energy costs. Honestly, I never thought of it really myself until we started to plan this interview.
Yeah, we actually use a lot of veneer on a daily basis, mostly real natural stone veneer. But we use it for many different common applications.
Is this one of the first, perhaps, businesses in the state to pitch this as an energy-saving possibility?
No, I wouldn't say the first. I think that from the mindset of an energy-saving application, I think it needs to be thought of that way. By insulating different parts of your house using natural stone, and or a insulator even behind the veneer, but you're beautifying the insulation itself. So it's a great way to upgrade different spaces in your house, fireplaces, walls, even areas as such as a bathroom or basement or wine cellar. There's a ton of different ways that you can do it, and it's a great application for it.
Now, how do you guys have all of this on display? You've got a large outdoor showroom, 10,000 square feet in Durham?
Yes, we do. Yep, 422 Main Street in Durham. There is a 10,000 square foot outdoor showroom with hundreds of different products from fireplaces, fire pits and patios and outdoor kitchens. And then indoors, we display different fireplaces and fire elements and veneer applications, hundreds of different types, shapes, sizes, colors. And we show you real life examples of how you can install it at your home.
I'm thinking back to when I was growing up. Actually, I was just reminded of my grandmother's house, which was outside, all brick and stone. And in the summertime, it would just suck in heat and warm up the house. You know, we'd have air conditioning to keep it cool, but I'm assuming that this works in a similar way, correct?
Yes, absolutely does. In some of those brick applications, we can work with those brick applications and beautify them to a more current style. But again, it's doing the same thing that you're talking about, allowing proper temperatures to maintain in your home.
Before we talk a little bit more about how heating costs can be affected by using natural stone, I think that I should ask, what do you guys mean by using real natural stone?
Yeah, so there's a process where they have full bed stone. They come from the quarry. They can be any size from major size boulders. And what they do is they slice them down into a 1-inch thick stone of any color, shape, or size. And then that application can be applied to a home, a wall, without really affecting the depth of that space.
There are fake options out there, right? You've got plastic stone look-alike, right? Those don't work the same, correct?
Yeah, they work a little different. It's a concrete product that's sprayed and sprayed or painted. Similar type of application. I would say that the depth of the stone and the insulation is not quite as much. It can be done, but natural stone would definitely be a better direction.
When talking about natural stone and the clients that you tend to see, are they looking to update just, let's say, a fireplace? Are they looking to re-side their house or maybe build a wall on the inside to keep heat and insulation better in one part of the house? Or are they doing it for beauty reasons? What are they looking for?
I would say yes. All of the above, actually. So we work with builders and designers, and we'll take a part of their home, whether it be inside or outside, and then we can actually show them 3D what it would look like, and then we can work with them as far as the actual stone that they choose. But we can show them prior to installing the stone on a large wall or a bathroom or a fireplace and show them real time what it would look like based on the stone that they choose.
As far as the science goes, temperatures fluctuate all the time. You know, we may be in a cold spell where temperatures average, say, 20 degrees, but the next week, especially in Connecticut, as we know, just from this past month, you could be in the 40s the next day or the next week. So how do these stone veneers deal with temperature fluctuations?
Well, it's a natural product and natural stones have been used for thousands of years in homes, and it's probably the best way to insulate your home. Again, this is an application to an existing home, so it's just gonna insulate further and keep that temperature better in your home and keep it lasting longer, whether it be air conditioning or heat.
What if a home does not have, let's say, a fireplace or a wood stove area? What do you have to recommend to them?
Well, it could be an accent wall. It could be a seating wall. It could be as simple as, some people come to us and they say, the foundation on our home, we don't like the concrete, but we also want more insulation on our home. So, that's a great application as well. And then that could complement, some front steps that are maybe installed by the builder and they're just basic concrete. We can come and put a natural stone veneer on those and beautify the home very easy. Some of these projects, can take half a day or a day and a half. It doesn't mean that we're at everybody's home for, a week or 2 weeks. Some of these are fairly simple upgrades.
Can these upgrades go along with, say, an electric or a gas fireplace, not a traditional wood stove, maybe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely both. And we show both here at our showroom as well. Yes, so as simple as someone having a natural stone or a natural wood fireplace, if they wanted to do a gas insert, we could simply veneer around that. They slide their insert in, and very simple completion.
Are there different styles available? When I think of stone, there are so many different colors, cuts. There's square and circular. What do you guys have?
So we have, here in our showroom, we have probably 50 different types. Probably the most common here in the Northeast. But we work with suppliers that can provide up to thousands of different types and colors and shapes and depths. We focus here on different types, meaning New England style, or if someone's looking for more of a contemporary style or travertine veneer, we can do that as well.
Beside the insulating factor, are there other benefits to using stone in a home?
Oh, it's absolutely increasing the value, not only for the heat, an electric beneficiary, but the beautification and accent, without a doubt.
I'm reading here, it could be a 150% increase in resale value. Does that sound about right, you know, for that classy elegance?
It does. And again, that all depends on, you know, how that application is going in, but it absolutely adds value. It's a known fact in the industry that stone veneers add value to homes.
What about maintenance? Because for homes, let's say my house has some vinyl siding on it. It also has some wood paneling and wood siding as well. And the maintenance, you got to wash it. It can get frustrating over time, but not so much with stone.
No, the actual maintenance is very minimal, if any. You know, maybe hose it down, but honestly, it's a natural product that weathers great. And no, you won't need maintenance on it.
What about bathrooms? Can these be applied in bathrooms?
Yes, actually, bathrooms is a great application for natural stone. We have three bathrooms here that are done in natural stone, and we show different variety in each of those bathrooms to give people different creative thinking ideas.
With the energy problems that the country's been facing, largely an affordability issue, are you hearing from more customers interested in this as an option to try to minimize or stabilize the cost of energy right now?
We're hearing there's way more interest in education into the affordability of this type of product to save people money over time. This is a simple fix and an easy application. So being in someone's home sometimes can be awkward, but we try and make it as easy as possible and affordable as possible.
The holidays are coming up, and the cold winter months are on their way. Can these projects be done before the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, you know, within reason, some of these projects only take a day or two. Inside projects, we're working on those within a week or two right now. But we're meeting with clients daily, and some projects, if it's a day or two project, we can absolutely get it done before the holidays. If not, we let them enjoy their holidays, and then they've got a great product for the rest of the year.
We're talking this morning on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham with Tyler Gary. He's the owner of Torreson Stone and Garden. We're talking about ways that natural stone veneers can reduce high heating bill fears, at least stabilize and minimize them, possibly and hopefully, depending on, of course, the application, where you're putting it and how much. How did you guys get involved in this whole world?
We've been doing stonework and landscaping for the past 20 years here in Durham, Connecticut. We have grown tremendously. We have a Main Street location, and it's given people the ability to touch, see, and feel the products, as well as work with our architects and designers to make sure that they see what's actually going to be installed at their home before it's installed.
Are you using locally sourced materials and products?
Yes, we are. We're using local to Portland, and then some as far as New York, New Hampshire, some of the granites and bluestones, and then some of the local quarried veneers come right from old stone walls before they're knocked down here in Connecticut. So, yeah, we're using as much local product as we can.
How far do your projects usually go? I know you're down in Durham, so I'm assuming in that region, but do you travel throughout the state?
Yes, we're statewide. We'll travel throughout the state. We've ventured out of the state a little bit, but I would say 99% of our business is right here in the state of Connecticut.
What about maintenance outdoors when it comes to landscaping and these stones?
So we have a full-service landscape team. So we'll do everything from design your landscape around your front walkway, from your home, to installing sod, irrigation, and then we'll also maintain it. We have a whole maintenance crew that maintains it throughout the year, as well as mowing. So we have a full maintenance team. So from the stone side all the way through to the landscaping team, we can really take care of your home's landscaping needs.
Because when the weather gets warmer out there, people won't necessarily be thinking as much about heating bills. Obviously, we'll be thinking about cooling. So does this work in the reverse way when you get a stone veneer in your house and the summer gets warmer? Or does it trap in the heat?
No, actually, it holds your heat and your temperature at the temperature that you're set at, and will hold that room in a tighter space. It doesn't have as much leakage through wood and so forth. So it's going to hold your temperature at a more stable number.
When do people find more interest in doing these kinds of projects? When it's about to get colder and they're worried about heating bills, or in the summer when they think that, okay, maybe now's a good time to get ahead of the winter?
Yeah, I think October, November is kind of when we see a major increase in that need. People are starting to look at their fireplaces again and starting to think of indoor projects, through the wintertime, and then early spring as well, when people start to go outside and start to look at either a foundation or their house siding or, an old concrete step that they want to beautify. So those are probably the two biggest times.
Are there any stones in particular that are really popular, not just for this application? Well, let's actually start there. For this application, what stones are most popular?
I would say the two most popular are probably your natural stone, your granite, in an ashlar kind of rectangle square shape, and then your natural, they call it Connecticut fieldstone, and that's more of a roundish earth tone colors. Those are probably your two most popular stones that we have. But again, we do hundreds of them, but those would be probably the two most popular.
Have you noticed that there have been any cost increases from, let's say, 2 or 3 years ago? Inflation has hit everything, including delivery costs. So are you noticing that in your services?
Yeah, I think every industry has faced the same challenge. We've tried to keep our costs very reasonable. Every company has faced that increase. I think things are starting to stabilize now, which is wonderful for the consumer and us as well. So, I think we're starting to get back to a normal level of delivery fees and things like that. So I think it's starting to stabilize.
As from what I'm understanding and hearing from some people I know who are in landscaping, they're talking about obviously higher gas costs as being their biggest challenge to run the machinery. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. The fuel costs, we have over 45 trucks, and to fill those trucks on a daily basis using diesel fuel, which is the most expensive, can be costly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, where can listeners learn a little bit more about the information they've been hearing this morning on Face Connecticut? My guest again is Tyler Gary, owner of Torreson Stone and Garden.
Yeah, our website was recently updated. We try and keep that updated with details about our company and recent installations, and many photos, and a virtual tour of our showroom is on there as well. And it's torresonstone.com is the website, and there's tons of information. And anything that they don't find, they can certainly call and set an appointment and be happy to meet with them.
I should probably ask also, ahead of any winter storms, what about winter storm cleanup?
Yeah, our landscape team does do landscape cleanup for trees and yards and things like that. We don't no longer plow, but our landscape team does handle many of the windstorm cleanups with chainsaws and cleanup so forth.
Why not plow anymore? I've heard from some people that it's been challenging to keep up with plowing. Any insight on that?
Yeah, plowing. Plowing is a tough industry. We did it for 15 years. It's an unknown element of weather, and can be challenging for so many different reasons. It was a direction that we chose to stay away from.
Yeah, the last few years, the winters haven't been as bad as they could have been in terms of snowfall, and so naturally, people who are relying on plowing as a career, they have not had much of that the last few years.
Yeah, we We did decide to stay away from that direction for many different reasons, but it is a very tough industry to perfect.
Are there any other points that we didn't touch on that you'd like to add?
Really, I'd like to thank you, obviously, for this time. We're a design, build, installation company, you know, so we love to design and create and work with our customer from a stone and a landscape installation perspective, and give the customer insight into how we build it, what to expect, and work with them through the whole phase, and help them with other subcontractors and work through that process so they get the project that they really have been looking for.
Tyler, Gary, thank you for being on Face Connecticut this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.